Yeah, the Department of Defense confirming that we've been tracking a suspected Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon over the continental U.S.
It kind of reminds me, you know, when you see those weather balloons way up in the atmosphere, they almost look like a star during the daylight, right?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they end up being weather balloons.
Yeah, people are trying to figure out what it is. They have no idea, but now the Department of Defense is saying that's what it is. But what's this discovery comes at a very special moment in U.S.-China relations because, as ABC's Elizabeth Schulze explains...
All this comes just days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to travel to Beijing, the first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State in more than 4 years, amid rising tensions in the region.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to say? we have no idea. Actually, you know what's really interesting is the Chinese Foreign Ministry did issue a statement that said China has, quote, no intention to violate other countries' sovereignty, and that they said they have launched an investigation. Oh, yeah, like they don't know what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what's really crazy to me, though. Our government has been tracking this for several days, and it's just now coming out. It's made its way across the northern U.S., lingering at times over what might be considered somewhat, you know, sensitive areas. Traveling at an altitude that's above commercial air traffic. And sources say that senior military officials have advised President Joe Biden to not shoot it down yet due to the fear that debris could fall on civilians on the ground. I was wondering if it has if there's any reason it would come to Arizona. And we did have Titan II missiles here, missile silos here, and we still do technically have the silos. And of course, we got the Titan Air Museum down at Tucson Way. But all those missiles that were put in the 60s or were decommissioned during the 80s, there's about 50 underground sites. But when it was active, you know, you had Air Force personnel there 24 hours a day. And interestingly now, those missile silos have been purchased by private buyers. You know, build yourself a house in a missile silo, man. It's like the perfect prepper setup right there.
By the way, if you've never been to the Titan Missile Museum, it's south of Tucson near Green Valley, Sahuarita.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah. Fort Huachuca, however, is a pretty sensitive area. I mean, you got the Signal Corps there. They've got their own balloon hovering over the border. You know what? Here's why I accidentally called Detour Dan John Roller, because John Roller messaged me saying he thinks the Chinese want a bird's eye view of the Super Bowl, you know, rivaling the Goodyear blimp. Just, maybe put on the side, they'll just write "Buy China" instead of to me, this is outrageous. I really think that this is not something we can just let slip away and go, oh, well, it happens, you know. The only excuse I think we have for not shooting this thing down is there is a lot of talk, a lot of chatter that this, its intelligence use is pretty limited. Like they're not.
Unlike TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's right.
It's not as dangerous as TikTok, right?
Okay.